This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the classic Nickelodeon show, Avatar, The Last Airbender, Prince Zuko of the Fire Nation is introduced as a disturbed teenager struggling to figure out the right path to take in this fragmented life. So there are four nations in this world, each representing the four elements: air, earth, water, and fire. People heard about this? You know about Zuko's? This is your generation? Why don't you put a picture up for everybody? Okay, I never even heard of it until now. So what happens is that Prince Zuko was born to the Fire Lord, the tyrant of the Fire Nation. Abused and neglected as a child, he grows up with rage. One event from his childhood continues to scar him when his father burned his face and then exiled him because of a minor mistake. And you can only regain your honor if you capture the Avatar. So Zuko then wanders the world as an outcast, relentlessly looking for the Avatar. When the Avatar reappears in the form of a 12-year-old boy, the last survival of an ancient nation, Zuko pursues him with the intent of capturing him and possibly killing him, because that's what would win over his dad again and regain his standing amongst his people. But Zuko, he's good. He has a good heart, and that makes him pause, and it confuses him. Because he's asked to do these two opposite things here. Throughout the entire series, his buried conscience screams to be heard, and he wonders what it means to do the right thing. So his personal status would end up, if he saves his personal status, he destroys the world. Or if he saves the world, he loses his dad for good. All right. Well, if he had a faqih, this is a no-brainer, right? This is some situation. It's obligatory to go against your dad. You know that going against the parents is forbidden, right? But there are circumstances where it's recommended or permitted, and circumstances when it's obligatory. Sometimes it is obligatory to go against your parents, such as in a case like this. They want you to kill someone. They want you to hurt someone. By the way, I mean, his dad is some evil guy, right? Yeah. So why would he believe him? He shouldn't even believe him. Again, if he took an epistemology class, if someone lied in the past, and if someone is an open corrupt person, you don't believe their promises. Their promises and their testimony are null and void. This dilemma torments Zuko. He almost goes insane. In one instance, he climbs to the peak of a mountain in the middle of a storm, and he screams in anger at God. Astaghfirullah. I never understood people who do this. I just never understood that. Pouring out his heart into the wind and the rain. Much like Dostoevsky's Ivan, by the way, Dostoevsky was considered the greatest writer of all time in Western literature. Ivan, in Dostoevsky's book, is completely fed up with the world. Lightning flashes, hit me, he says Zuko. He screams at heaven in a suicidal challenge. It's not like you're ever held back before. These shows are teaching kids to do this, you know that? Even if a character later on condemns it, or even if the kid later on changes his mind, psychologically it's still embedded in your head. That's why exposure is all that's needed. You know, when a guy makes a movie and he pushes a really touchy agenda or controversial agenda, but then he pulls it back within the movie, and then the rational viewers are like, oh well, at least they pulled it back. Hey, it's in your head. You put the seed in everyone's head. They don't know how persuasion works. Persuasion is not rational. Just the fact that it's in your head is enough. Because they're going to put it in your head again and pull it back and put it again and pull it back until you become totally accepting of it. Nothing happens despite him wanting God to just destroy him. The wind and rain keep howling as the lightning flickers away. For the first time, Zuko breaks into tears. Unlike his father, Zuko has a moral conscience. And this conscience causes his internal conflict. This is what is the right thing to do. You see, this is as bad as physical pain. Right? In the same way God created disease in the world, he creates a cure. This is far worse in many cases than physical pain. It's physical pain, no one's really at fault for it, usually, in just a sickness in general. So, you know, what people need to realize is the rational need for revelation. A world without revelation, it would almost be like a world without one of its elements. So he wants to know, what is the right thing to do? What's my destiny? Am I on the right path? How do I negotiate my loyalty to my family? And how do I do what's right at the same time? Navigating such questions puts immense strain on a person. Now, certain parts of life cannot be gray. You need an answer, black or white. Certain parts, it's too dangerous for it to be gray. All of this inner conflict takes hold of Zuko because of his free will. We're reading from Pearls in the Deep, which is a book that we recently published at Safina Society. You'll see a little Safina Society logo right here, where you can purchase it at mechabooks.com/pearls. He desperately wants to be good, to make his life amount to something, but he is tormented with all the trauma of his past, especially his public humiliation and exile. He constantly blames himself. My father told me I was lucky to be born, he says. It's all my fault. Having consciousness means remembering our past moments. We're painfully aware of who we are and what we have gone through. Animals don't have this. Zebras don't get ulcers, which is caused by stress. If a zebra narrowly escapes the clutches of a lion, it just goes back to grazing nonchalantly. Like, from the mercy of Allah on these animals is they have very short memories. Otherwise, you'd be traumatized your whole life. You wouldn't feel like you want to be in the savannah ever again. You wouldn't go out and graze. So Allah gave these creatures a short memory. So the dark picture of human life I've painted at the beginning seems to suggest that our free will is a curse. Yeah, it is a curse without revelation. In this, not a curse, but we could say it causes pain, which is why revelation is a necessity. You know, when people talk about revelation, they ask and they say, why wouldn't God just send a prophet to everybody to speak in their language? All right, let's say he did. What happens when 100 years pass and you can't relate to that prophet? Like, for example, if there was somebody from 1920, someone in 2020 doesn't relate, right? So, okay, send a prophet to every nation in their language and renew the prophethood every 100 years. Oh, you know that already happened? Those people are called Bani Israel. That was tried. And what ends up happening? You have no value for prophets. Supply goes up, respect goes down. And what did you end up doing? Trying to kill Prophet Isa. Rejecting Prophet Isa was sufficient. But they tried to get him killed too. So point being is that what you're suggesting, you think is a brilliant idea, Allah Ta'ala has brought it in the world already. The sons of Israel used to receive a prophet constantly, nonstop. They had so many prophets. So much so you have in one town, you can have two prophets. In one lifetime, you may meet 20 prophets in your lifetime. But what did that do? It actually caused them to not value such a prophet. Prophethood was lost its value. He says here now, having to make sense of our lives and figure out how to act properly in the world seems like a burden that none of us asked for. In fact, God compares the journey of living a moral life to a steep, arduous climb along a highland slope. In verses from Surat Al-Balad, had we not guided him to the two towering highland slopes representing good and evil, yet he does not spring into action with determination and effort to climb the steep ascent. So why would God give us free will? What is the good in it? We seem to be missing something from this picture. The great heroes of history, including prophets, awliya, sages, scholars, transformed souls, all embrace moral responsibility despite the suffering that comes their way.